This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katerina Sestarek. The former director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture is denying allegations that he created a hostile workplace. John Hagler was replaced as agriculture chief October 11th by Governor Jay Nixon and until now has remained silent about the reasons. His departure came a day after a former employee distributed a letter alleging Hagler created a workplace of, quote, hostility, disrespect, intimidation, and fear. Hagler sat down for an extended interview this weekend with the Associated Press. He described himself as a tough manager who expected a lot from employees but wasn't hostile. Hagler says he told Nixon staff he was ready to leave and planned to interview for a university job. He says the timing of the employee's allegations and his departure was mere coincidence. A former employee of the Callaway County Circuit Clerk's office has been charged with forgery. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 48-year-old Lynette Biddle of Fulton faces three counts of forgery. The Callaway County Sheriff's Office says Biddle was arrested Friday and released on $10,000 bond. Online court records don't list a lawyer for Biddle. Callaway County Circuit Clerk Judy Groner says Biddle was a former supervisor in her office who was fired last October. A state audit of the circuit court released last week found at least $355 was missing because of lax oversight and accounting issues. Groner says her office has implemented all of the audit recommendations. Biddle's first court appearance will be December 6th in Callaway County Circuit Court. The retiring chancellor of the University of Missouri-Columbia is returning to his academic roots in agricultural economics, but this time with a global focus. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Brady Deaton will remain on campus running the new Brady and Ann Deaton Institute for University Leadership and International Development. He'll have an office in Ellis Library and a yearly salary of $200,000 approved by the Board of Curators in June after Deaton announced he would retire November 15th. The Institute will begin operating in January. It will focus on how the university can help influence worldwide development in such areas as food security and water quality. Deaton will also continue as President Barack Obama's appointed chairman of the Board for International Food and Agricultural Development. The outcome of a Texas abortion dispute could have an impact on Missouri. A federal appeals court is considering a challenge to a new Texas law that requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of the abortion clinic. Missouri has a similar law that has been in place since 2005. A federal judge originally issued a temporary restraining order against the Missouri law after it was challenged by a Springfield abortion clinic. But that clinic later dropped its lawsuit and closed, and the law has remained in effect since then. The Missouri law is cited by both abortion providers and opponents as one of the reasons why the state has few abortion clinics. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder has decided not to run for a Southeast Missouri congressional seat next year. Kinder announced his decision in a written statement Friday, about a month after he publicly said he was considering a congressional bid. A campaign would have meant a primary challenge against Republican U.S. Representative Jason Smith, who won a special election for the 8th Congressional District in June. Kinder noted in his statement that campaigns can be physically, mentally, and emotionally exhausting. He said, quote, "An all-out run for Congress over the next year just isn't in the cards." Kinder was elected last year to his third term as lieutenant governor. He said he plans to serve the remainder of the term, which runs until January 2017. The Kirksville Public School District is looking to launch a walking school bus program that would provide students an alternative way of getting to and from school. The city applied for the Safe Routes to School grant through the Missouri Department of Transportation last November, with the hope to start the program next fall for the 2014 school year. KBIA's Michael Loesch tells us what this program means for Kirksville and how it could benefit students.
According to Community Services Coordinator Sarah Halstead, Kirksville citizens brought the idea to the city and school district last year. The Safe Routes to School grant ended up awarding $13,100 to completely fund the program. During this time, the city had also applied for an infrastructure grant that would help provide safe routes for the walking school bus. Neil Chamberlain is the secretary for the Kirksville Board of Education.
The grants have been essential. Quite a few sidewalks that needed to be built that the city just didn't have the resources for, and the school, with our relatively restricted budget because of some of the financial woes the state has had in the past several years, we didn't have the extra money either, and so this has been really a lifesaver.
Halstead says the program is not much different from taking the bus to school.
They'll work just like a school bus. There will be a volunteer or a parent or someone that they will coordinate with who will basically walk from house to house along a certain route, and there will be a company who will help us, who has experience in doing this, to set up those routes.
Halstead says the money will be used to fund a variety of things associated with the program, such as crossing guard signs, vests, whistles, and a bike rack. Students who participate could get a T-shirt or water bottle for their participation. Chamberlain says there are a number of benefits this program could provide in addition to clearing traffic congestion.
It will give our kids more exercise. They'll get to be out in the outdoors and enjoy the fresh air. I think one thing has been shown is that if children have periods of exercise throughout the school day, they actually are, their brain is set up to learn better.
Halstead says MoDOT is releasing the grant money a little later than they had anticipated and thinks that it will be better to start the program next year after new sidewalks have been constructed. Michael Loesch, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.